Colorado Democrats pushed through radical abortion, transgender bills during Sunday session. By Catherine Hamilton on April 8, 2025. Colorado Democrats used their House majority to ram through radical transgender and abortion bills on Sunday and specifically employed procedural rules to limit debate and silence opposition. The 43-22 Democrat-controlled House ultimately passed SB 25-183, which requires taxpayers to fund abortions, HB 25-1309, which mandates insurers cover sex change procedures, HB 25-1312, which would classify misgendering and deadnaming as forms of child abuse or coercive control that would be considered in child custody disputes and impose gender policies on schools, and SB 25-129, which prohibits law enforcement from cooperating with out-of-state investigations into sex changes and abortions. It should alarm every American that Colorado's majority used a Sunday, a day typically reserved for family and prayer, to force through four of the most extreme bills of the session. Republican House Minority Leader Rose Bugliese told Fox News Digital on Monday. The Colorado legislature has been called into session today, on the Lord's Day, to ram through abortion bills and HB 25-1312, the most extreme assault on parental rights and religious freedom we've ever seen, State Representative Brandi Bradley said in a post to X. As Bradley explained in another post to X, Democrats invoked Rule 14 on Friday, limiting debate to just 2 hours per bill. Then on Sunday, they used Rule 16 to completely silence opposition on two deeply disturbing bills. This is censorship. And it's wrong. Colorado parents and taxpayers deserve a voice, the lawmaker wrote. Democrats behind the bill have criticized parental rights groups concerned about the transgender bills, with one even comparing them to the Ku Klux Klan. Democrat State Representative Yara Zokai said, "A well-stakeholded bill does not need to be discussed with hate groups. And we don't ask someone passing civil rights legislation to go ask the KKK their opinion. The party that wants to take your children from you for not leading your children down a path of lifelong sterility and lies, thinks that parental advocates are a hate group," Bradley responded. "This is what the progressive left thinks. They are completely out of touch with Americans and completely out of touch with their own party. The majority of Democrats don't even agree with transing children. Make her famous, Colorado." Republican State Representative Jarvis Caldwell told The Federalist on Monday that Democrats used procedural rules to silence Republicans because the radical bill that would consider misgendering and deadnaming in child custody cases is gaining national attention. "They want to push their ideology on our children and then take them from us when we don't affirm it," Caldwell said. On a Sunday of all days, the Colorado House Democrats brought us into debate and vote on taxpayer-funded abortions. The most egregious moment was when they prevented any debate on HB 25-1312. This bill enshrines that if you are having a custody dispute and your child is suffering from gender identity delusions, not affirming those delusions are considered child abuse and grounds for losing custody. "We have crossed the Rubicon for parental rights with this bill," he added. House Majority Democrat Leader Monica Duran defended the move in a statement to Fox News Digital, saying the four bills were debated for more than 12 hours last week. "The minority offered dozens of amendments in that time," Duran said. "Ultimately, Coloradans elected significant Democratic majorities with clear mandates, and with only 120 days in session, we will use every day we need to do the people's work." Yesterday, that included passing legislation to implement voter-approved Amendment 79. Which protects abortion rights and passed with nearly 62% of the vote last November, she added. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.